Greetings, friends, family, and partners. You're listening to the podcast, Choices We Believe. My name is Joe Watson, and for the next few minutes, I'm going to talk to you about being the hundredfold seed. You know that we are always students, and in one way or another, we find ourselves in learning situations. However, at age 69, it feels a bit different to return to college and submit to being a student again. Feels kind of strange, but I'm doing it. And today, I will be experiencing the life of college once more. Yeah, today, I will be in class with 99 classmates to interact with for the next 9 months. I don't know if I'm the oldest one, since there are a few other gray-haired men in the class. So why am I now a student again? Well, that's not a hard answer. I believe I'm following the Lord's direction to learn what I will be as a 100-fold seed, the plant that produces 100-fold. Yeah, I'm referring to a parable that Jesus told about the sower and the seed, and, you know, sower went out to sow. So just because we need a reference, let's go to, in your Bible, the app if it's on your device, or the paperback Bible that you got, why don't you take it out and look at the Gospel of Mark, chapter 4, verse 3. And this is just going to give us a background so everybody knows what I'm talking about. So Mark 4, verse 3 says, "Hearken, behold, there went out a sower to sow, and it came to pass, as he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up. And some fell on the stony ground, where it had not much earth, and immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. And some fell among thorns, and thorns grew up, and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. And the other fell on good ground, and did yield fruit, that sprang up and increased, and brought forth some 30, some 60, and some 100-fold." Now, in this story, we find that the seed that fell on good ground produced different amounts of fruit. Or, in this case, new seed, the plant produced new seed. Examining my own life, I ask myself, how do I become a 100-fold plant from the seed that God has sown in me? I've been mediocre all my life and thought I produced for the Lord, but never really out there, you know? How do I identify those who are 100-fold producers? Oddly enough, I found my first clue in the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 12. This is Jesus speaking. We're familiar with it. It says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you." This is King James, so it's got the verilies in there. "He that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father." In this verse, I had the same question, even if it's in different words. I'm not even doing what Jesus did, much less greater works in this particular section. Then how am I going to see the greater works or become a 100-fold producer? The answer came. Yeah, real subtly, like that still small voice. Yeah, follow Jesus wherever he leads, no matter what or where. Well, that's a dilemma. What if I don't want to go where I think he's leading? What if I'm unsure? That's why we have to follow so closely and trust him. Let's look at something here and see what a result might be. If you go into the Old Testament and you look into 2 Kings chapter 2, I'm going to pick up this story. It's about Elijah and Elisha in verse 2 of chapter 2 of 2 Kings. So that's 2:2:2, right? Anyway, 2 Kings 2:2 says, "And Elijah said unto Elisha, Tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord hath sent me to Bethel. And Elisha said unto him, As the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they went down to Bethel." Now that's just one verse, and but it gives us the principle, the idea I want to try to convey here. Three times Elijah said to Elisha to stop and wait, but Elisha would not and continued to follow Elijah. Therefore, what did Jesus say to those whom he called as disciples? You go back into the Gospels in the New Testament, what did Jesus tell them? Follow me. Okay? Then how do we follow him? That's what Elijah was doing with what Elisha was doing with Elijah. Elisha did not want Elijah to leave this world without him being there. And the story goes on to say that he did witness Elijah's departure. And he cried out, "My father, my father." But then Elisha went on to be a greater prophet than Elijah because of what he did experience, he did see, and his faithfulness. You see, our faithfulness to follow is a huge key. By first saying yes to the call of Jesus, then reading his manual, the Bible, and committing it to our own memory so that we can meditate on it and following what it says. As we learn to follow him, we begin to learn his ways and his thinking. Yeah, God's way of thinking and the way he makes decisions is all over the Bible. And if we read it and follow it, we learn it, we get to know the way God works, the way God thinks, and he's not such a big surprise to us all the time. By doing this, we begin to produce godly fruit, starting with the 30-fold, moving to the 60-fold, and lastly, becoming the 100-fold, or the way John wrote it, the greater works. Believing in Jesus, doing what he did, and he promises greater works than these. Sadly, too many of us, Christians that is, settle for the 30 and 60-fold. And sometimes we even get stuck in the weeds or on the rocks, which takes away our fruit, or you could say the results, okay? I have returned to school because 60-fold isn't good enough for me anymore. You see, maturing Christians stop and settle for less. Or you could say they become mediocre. At the same time, many churchgoers are stuck in the weeds or still out there on the rocks, and they criticize others who are moving forward into the works that Jesus did and reaching for those greater works. If you are a believer who is producing fruit for the Lord, let me admonish you. Keep going. Keep going. Even the Apostle Paul. Let's look at Apostle Paul here for a moment. He said in Philippians 3, verse 13, he said, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." The Apostle Paul didn't say he had already made it, but he was way more into it than I am, even still. If anybody was reaching for those greater works, it was Paul. It was Paul. Therefore, if you settle, or I settle, for the 30 or 60-fold, we still get blessed. Yet, we don't achieve the 100-fold. Please, though, don't miss out on the blessings of the 100-fold people. One way to begin is by asking the Lord to be used. May the Lord make me usable, and for him to help you enlarge your influence by granting you favor with those whom you already interact with. And then it goes on from there. To get to the hundredfold, you must first overcome the fear of men. I'm talking to me as much as I'm talking to you. Then you start to do the hard things. Yeah, dangerous people in the world don't shy away from the hard things in life. They embrace them. They go towards them. As an illustration, let's look at Judges chapter 8, verse 4. And Gideon came to Jordan and passed over, he and the 300 men that were with him, faint yet pursuing them. And them is the Midianites. Remember Gideon? Yeah, the beginning of that story, he didn't even want to help Israel defeat the Midianites. He gave all kinds of excuses to the angel who came to bring him the word. And in this verse, we see that, oh, this is a different attitude, isn't it? They have routed the Midianites and are pursuing them even though they're tired. They were faint, yet they pursued the defeated Midianites. Continuing on, after they've already done their best, and when I or you start getting to the greater works is after you've done your best and you continue to pursue. This is about an abundant life coming through commitment to Christ. Yeah. Consider an electric outlet. Here's another illustration, more contemporary. An electric outlet. The power is there, but it isn't flowing. You can sit and you can look at it and electricity doesn't come out. In order to use that power, you must plug in or flip a switch for the power to become useful. Yeah, it takes an action on our part to let God's power flow in our lives. So plug something in. Get that power tool. Get that vacuum cleaner. Get that mixer. Plug in. Receive the power and take the action, watching it work. We all receive the same seed, and in like manner, it always starts to germinate and produce. It's what we do after that that makes the difference. Let me encourage you to examine your fruit and not settle for any more of the 30 or 60 fold. Yeah, that's good. That's great. But strive for the best, the highest, the most rewarded fruit. That is why I'm submitting to learn more and push myself onward and become a hundredfold producer for Jesus and His kingdom. You see, being teachable and being submitted helps us to grow. If you don't have someone in your life that's your mentor, your pastor, your educator that turns you towards the truth and helps you build, you will never be the hundredfold producer. Yeah, you're still blessed if you're 30 or 60, and that's great. I admonish you, encourage you. Even if you're in the weeds or stuck on the rocks, move forward, become that fruit that's usable, that is produced, because the seed in you will grow if you water it and fertilize it with the word, with teaching, embracing those hard things that come into your life. Thank you for listening. My name is Joe Watson, and this is Choices We Believe.